Welcome to the Magic on the Inside podcast by the Sisters Enchanted, where we chat magic, hot topics, personal development, and good old-fashioned life. Brew up something delicious and sit with us for a spell. Welcome to this episode of the Magic on the Inside podcast. I'm Sarah, founder of the Sisters Enchanted. And today I am chatting with my sister, Anna, co-founder here at the Sisters Enchanted. We haven't been on together in quite some time, so I'm excited to chat with her today. And we are talking all about the Aries new moon that is coming up. Now, in case you were not aware, we do have some moon resources on our podcast already that you can check out. You can head back through the archives and look at some episodes on things like manifestation. We've got our top tips for that, which was a great thing to explore with the Aries New Moon, episode 100, episode 98. We've got some great resources there for you. And yeah, so we'd love for you to check those out to help you as you work through this Aries new moon. Also, episode 79 is all about working with the lunar cycles. So check those out and listen in with Anna and I. Sit back, relax as we chat about the Aries new moon. Hello, sister. Long time no chat on the podcast.
I know. I was thinking that it has been a long time since I have been on here doing a podcast.
I know. Well, our favorite little podcast mascot, your five-month-old, he just loves to become very vocal every time we work on a podcast. So, but right now, it's just you and me.
Well, yes. I mean, I hope so. He is still in the other room, so I'm hoping that it stays quiet.
That all is well. I'm sure it'll be fine. So listen, Anna, Holistic Witchery just kicked off with a whole new group of students.
Yes.
Exciting stuff. What's your favorite part about onboarding a new crew of Holistic Witchery folks? Bringing everybody in. Like, what do you look forward to the most?
I think it's the excitement of people joining a new group that, you know, it is the realm of social media land. I think that things can get quiet or things can almost feel kind of quiet. Did I just say quiet?
Did I say you quiet? Did. Twice? You just said it twice.
That I think I really like that new people come in and they're super excited, and the people that have been in the community for Holistic Witchery for a long time get excited to see that new people are coming along and getting excited. And then the community kind of feedback that comes out of it, because you get people that are chiming in who have finished, helping out the people who are new. I think that's always my favorite part of onboarding, is that our community is, I think, super spectacular. Mm-hmm. And that during onboarding times, you are even more reminded how spectacular that community is.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that we get really energized too behind the scenes, because we, like, every quarter we look through and we're like, what can we do different? How can we make it better? Where can we make it more clear and more exciting and fun? So we're always coming up with new ideas and ways of doing things. So it is, it's like a fresh, it's like a, just like that first year, like that first day of school feeling every time. But we recreate it several times a year. So if you are listening and you are new to Holistic Witchery, we've probably, you had your welcome chat just the other day, but we are excited to welcome you in. So if you haven't heard that already, we're excited to have you here. And if you're not in Holistic Witchery, make sure to get yourself on the wait list for next time, because listen, what are you waiting for? The time is now. You get one life. Live it with us in Holistic Witchery. Okay, that said, and speaking of you get one life, it's the Aries new moon on April 12th. So in like, I don't know, how many days is that? It's like seven, I gotta look at the calendar. calendar. Today is the 7th, April 7th. So yeah, it is in, is that like 5 days? 6 days, 5 days. How do you count days? Do you count the day that, okay, listen, I have a question. If you're counting down to an event, is the day of the event day one or zero? Like, I've struggled with that my entire life.
You know, I'm really not the person to ask for this because, you know, like, so I man our social media oftentimes, and there is a countdown option that you could do when you're counting down something, and I'll type in the date that something's ending, and then the countdown always confuses me, you know, and I'm like, why is there this many hours left, or like, why is it this many days?
I know, I have always struggled with that because, like, I feel like it should be 1-0, but I often see where one is like the go date, you know, like a countdown to Christmas or something, like one, I don't know. There needs to be a zero. Anyway, I have no idea.
So for you, it's not a countdown unless there's a zero.
Yeah, well, because like zero means there's no more waiting. Like, we've arrived.
Does it also, see, this isn't going to make any sense except to you. Does it matter what day of the week you start your week on?
Oh my gosh.
Listen.
If you're listening to this episode right now, please know that I firmly believe that the day of the week starts on Monday. Monday is the first day of the week, not Sunday. Monday is. And I loathe every calendar that separates Saturday and Sunday because they are a team. Saturday and Sunday are a team. They are attached at the hip. You don't divide your weekend. You're not like, well, I don't know, part of this weekend I'm going to do this. And then on the next part of the weekend, no, they go together. They are a team. They're joined at the hip. They don't like to be separated. And the week starts on Monday. And so I special order every calendar that I buy so that it starts on a Monday, or else I don't like it. And so if you don't agree with me, that is a point of contention that I am not flexible about.
And obviously now we have to add in that countdowns and zeros. Weeks start on Mondays and countdowns end in zeros.
Someone in one of our classes recently, or like a couple weeks ago on a live stream, I was talking about how my fear of visibility and then the time that I was like marginally visible and became socially awkward. And someone wrote in the comments that the most interesting things trigger me. And I was like, that is true.
Like, trigger you specifically?
Yeah, like the whole thing with a week starting on Monday. Like, I will fight someone about that.
You're definitely an interesting bird. You can, like, when Sarah's about to lay some knowledge on you, like some Sarah knowledge or some like Sarah tidbits. I can see it in her face now that she's like, oh no. But Sarah gets like this look on her face. Sarah has like a few looks on her face. She's got the like, you're in trouble look. She's got the, wait a minute, I'm about to lay some knowledge on you look. And then she's got the look of like, oh no, I'm in trouble look. And there are three, and there might be even a fourth one. I'll let you know if I can pinpoint it and put a name to it. But Sarah has a tell for depending on the circumstance. Listen, like right now she's kind of making the that she's in trouble face.
I will not stand by and let Sunday try to overturn Monday as the first day of the week. I won't let that happen. I'll be on a mission. I'll make it a mission. It'll be a thing. Monday is the first day of a week.
So the Sisters Enchanted, instead of making magic mainstream, it can be the Sisters Enchanted making the week start on Mondays.
Yeah, making Mondays mainstream and magical. Okay. Making
Mondays number one, not zero of the
listen,
week.
Listen, where is Aries? Speaking of Aries, where is Aries in my birth chart? Anybody know? Bueller? Trying to pull it up. So we have while I look for my birth chart, because I don't have it memorized except for the parts that I find meaningful, which I don't find Aries meaningful in my birth chart.
I have it. I should know this. I always forget this. I have it on the cusp of both my fifth and sixth houses.
Well, my Aries is, it starts in the middle of my 10th house. So my 10th house, my midheaven is Pisces. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so my 10th house is like half Pisces, half Aries. But I don't have anything. Like, I don't have a planet in Aries.
I have both Jupiter and my North Node in Aries.
Hmm. Well, okay then. So is your future expanding on the God of War and being passionate and creative? And is that what's happening there? I have no idea. I'm the wrong person to be analyzing a birth
chart. Jupiter's in my sixth house.
Okay. I don't know what that means. I'm going to be just honest. Oh, your sixth house is your house of service.
Yes.
I know that because my stellium is in my sixth house. So actually, now that you're mentioning it, I do sort of know what that means.
So, and like, and health and things like that. So yeah. I have Jupiter and Aries in my house of service.
Okay, then. Good talk. This is such a good podcast episode so far. Things are really looking up for us.
Well, all no, right. I mean that typically for me, that looks like a lot of people, I appear expansive in my ability to serve other people. So a lot of times when somebody needs something, they come to me to help because I appear to be abundant in my availability of helping other people.
I do find you helpful.
See, people come to me for answers and things like that. And probably I do have a drive to help other people. But as you know, Sarah, sometimes I'm like almost so invested in other people that like I have no self-expansion.
Mm.
You know, like I'm always,
oh, yeah, I could see that.
I'm always invested in making sure other people are expansive and can reach their goals and their destinations. And then I don't have as many. So it's like a tunnel vision. You know, you can look at that like Aries, that specific drive to only like, it's like the focus on one thing to like defend other people's expansion.
I shall defend your expansion, but not on a Monday that starts a week.
Right. And then you could see too, that's a fire sign on that house. So that could also lead me to being very like burnt out personally, mm-hmm. Which I think is also something that happens to me.
Yeah, I could see that. Okay. So when we just brought up our birth charts and where Aries is, when you're looking at a moon, a new moon, a full moon, or whatever astrological event, you always want to look at what is on your chart because that's what that astrological event is touching on, or could be like amplifying or where you might experience it. So for me, the Aries new moon would be in that 10th house. And for Anna would be, looks like could be in that sixth house area there, sixth house. So Aries is the beginning of the zodiac. So it's like the beginning of our story, sort of. It's a cardinal sign, which means that it's a new energy full of ideas, originality, creativity. And it's really the sign that starts spring.
So I was going to say, moon. I really like Aries new moons because it has so many energetic synchronicities to like what a new moon stands for.
Yeah.
You know, like it's one of those new moon times that I feel like when you're really motivated to make a change or you're really determined to do something big, that an Aries new moon is one of those opportunities to like really, really dive in to that.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And I think that being in alignment with that spring, the season here in the Northern Hemisphere, and start, it's really like what passions are you creating for yourself? Like, what are you putting into bloom? And Aries, that like fighting sort of warrior energy, like, what are you willing to fight for? You know, what you plant now, your creativity, your new ideas, how are you willing to fight for it? And with the new moon, though, if you can look at where that new moon in Aries is touching in your chart, that might give you some ideas as to what area to focus on with the intentions for this lunar cycle. So I think we often get ahead of ourselves with intentions where we just want to do all the things at once. And we do that with goals as well. So goals are more solar. Those are like the to-do list things, the number goals, where intentions are more lunar. And so for me, with that new moon in Aries, and Aries is in both my 10th and 11th house, but looking at that 10th house piece anyway, you know, what creative aspirations do I have around work and career goals, or the 11th house and relationships and things, and what do I feel passionate about there? What am I willing to fight for? You know, what intention do I have for that area? How do I want to feel? And what is that? And with that feeling, you know, how, make sure it's something worth fighting for, something they feel strongly about.
Right. And like looking at mine, like I was saying, the fifth and sixth house, the sixth house is a house of service. And typically you associate that with other people, but then your fifth house is a very individual house of your own creativity, your own, like finding oneself. You might find that in that area, like where you might trip up, or, life experience you might have while still trying to find yourself. So I have this interesting Aries in both of those places. One that's like very in service, but one that's also very spotlighting on the self. So you could see that could be really hard. And in a new moon, I might want to decide, do I really want to back myself this cycle and work on some independent growth, or do I want to back somebody else? Like, where is that fiery energy most useful at this time? Yeah. Also very confusing. I always feel like when we talk astrology that I need to like go look at my chart and like analyze myself. I don't for the most part, because sometimes I just don't want to know. Like, I do
really
know.
Wants to analyze their own self.
Right.
Not on my top three list. My top three things to do today would be analyzing myself. Thank you. I'd be like, what can I do that doesn't involve analyzing myself? And it's like, yeah, Sarah, you don't want to analyze yourself.
Go get some coffee and treats.
Yeah, I'd be like, where's the cake shop? That's what I'd like to analyze. The cake options.
Maybe we could print out a map of the shoreline area and we can make a cake trail.
Yeah, a cake crawl instead of a bar crawl.
Yes.
For the middle-aged folk who don't need any drinking.
It could be cake, coffee, kombucha, and smoothies. Although smoothies kind of miss the regular kind of sound.
That sounds like a fun Aries new moon activity. Right. All right. So Aries new moon again. What would we, I know, focus kids. What would
I'm sure people have missed this
banter.
The silly jargon.
Okay. So Aries, it's a fire sign. It is, it's like a quick, like, I don't want to say reactive, but kind of reactive, like a, you know, passionate, I think willing to try things. Right. Sign. Well,
how I often talk about it, and forgive me, I oftentimes throw my astrological associations with my tarot associations, as I am both a tarot reader and an astrology reader. And I know a lot of you that listen in are one or the other, or interested in one or the other. But I oftentimes think about Aries as that kind of Knight of Wands energy, where the Knight of Wands, this is one of my favorite ways to describe the Knight of Wands, is that he's always like ready to go into like battle into the dark woods to get to where he needs to go with his lit torch. but he didn't realize that his torch is too hot and the woods are too dry, and he caused a whole forest fire behind him while trying to save the day. You know, sometimes like all the best intentions are there, but sometimes there's just so much happening and there's so much fire and passion that's not been put into a structure mm-hmm. that sometimes you can create an inferno of sorts.
An inferno. Yeah. So here's what we want you to do for this Aries new moon. We want you to, if you're able to, look and see what is in Aries or where is Aries in your birth chart. Check that out. And that might help you really define what intention you want to work with this lunar cycle. So number one, locate your Aries. Part one. Part two, consider your fresh ideas, this newness of the spring season, your creativity, your passions. And what maybe have you not acted on that you want to act on, but consider something that you'd be willing to really, you know, fight for, like that you want to live out. So what is that in an intention? Maybe that's an intention to set, is that I will fight for myself, my desire. Maybe an intention is just to live passionately this lunar cycle and see how that sits with you, but look at where it is. So one, again, where is Aries in your chart? Two, that idea of newness, opportunity, creativity, passion, fighting for that thing. Check that out. And then three, with a new moon, where typically a new moon is an inward sort of time. It is actually an action phase though, because you're setting an intention. So in doing that, you might want to use some fire or sit with a fire, light some candles, have like a spicy tea, like a cinnamon tea or something, to represent that fiery Aries element as you're setting your new moon intention. Reds, yellows, oranges, surround yourself with some fiery colors, all that good stuff. And just absorb in that Aries new moon energy.
I like it.
Yeah. So there you go. Aries new moon, April 12th, y'all. And yeah, so enjoy it. If you're in our free Expedition to Soul Facebook group, head over there and share with us your intentions too. And we always have a tarot spread to share as well. So you can find that over on our blog, on social media, all the good places. And if you haven't been checking our blog on Fridays, our program director and astrologer, Sarah Mill, she posts an astrological forecast every Friday for the week ahead on our blog now.
Yes, she does.
It's good stuff.
Yes.
And it's easy to understand.
For the everyday.
For the everyday person.
The everyday person.
Yeah. All right. Well, Anna, it was nice seeing you, even though I see you all the time. It was nice seeing you for this occasion.
Oh, it was nice podcasting with you again. It wasn't awkward at all.
I just realized I need some more coffee or something. Like, as soon as I hit record, I was just like, I've got to get here. Like, I forgot everything about everything. I don't know what happened. I hit record and I literally lost
my all sense zest. Of self.
I lost my zest.
And you're super zesty.
I know. Anna and I, this is never ending. Anna and I took the podcast and never ends. We had to take character assessments for this thing. My number one character trait was humor and playfulness. My number two was zest and energy.
Yes, yes, it was.
I hit record and I lost all my zest.
What was mine? Fairness and equality?
I don't know. You seemed really stable and I seemed like the person who should be kept at an arm's length.
I had like fairness and equality and forgiveness.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I was like, where are my clown shoes?
You know what, Sarah? This is how we're able to be this way, because you get to be zesty and humorous and then I forgive you.
I just want to be in my backyard hula hooping, trying to like,
oh my gosh. Can I just say, I would, okay, sorry. I'm going to take just 2 minutes of our time and we can close. Sarah's making that face again. One of the three faces. We should have a poll and you guys can decide which face Sarah's making. But you look frozen. You are.
No, you were frozen.
Oh, okay, I was like,
you're better now.
You were just stuck on this face. That was so good. With this Aries, moon energy, like, so Sarah the other day, we were getting smoothies and she wanted one. And I said, well, you should meet me near the smoothie place because I was going for a walk. But Sarah couldn't because she was raking leaves and pulling thorns out. She had a battle with some poison ivy or something like that happening in her backyard.
I was victorious.
She was victorious so far until you get some sort of like strange infection from like the small puncture you got from like a leaf or
That's
something.
That's not happened yet.
Not yet. It happens almost every year.
I was victorious this year.
I would say that also during an Aries new moon time. So we did talk about being fiery and passionate and getting into the corner of something you really want to defend. But I would also say that if you're somebody like Sarah, who has a lot of firepower, who sometimes lives life full of zesty zest, that maybe you could have a new moon intention of taking some deep cleansing breaths and looking to that Aries new moon with the intention of controlling the fire within you. So you think about Aries, I know that the constellation is of Aries, the ram, and there's a whole, you know, story behind that. But, you know, Aries in another sense is, you know, the god of war, like the planet Mars. And obviously you can't be the god of war or be somebody who has that kind of position and not be a tactician to get the job done. You know, like you can't win if you have no structure, if you have no plan. Right, Sarah?
Are you trying to say I lack structure?
I'm trying to say that you can. Sarah.
What?
I'm interested to know how that statement triggered you into saying that.
Sounds like your life coaching me.
Any hoozles, I would say that you could also use this new moon if you're feeling super firepowered to also use the Aries new moon to have controlled fire and a controlled destination. Wouldn't you agree, Sarah?
I would say it's probably smart to have controlled fire. And that I could consider being more controlled in the future. Is that what you're getting at here?
It wasn't what I
was what's going on. Yeah. All I know is that I'm feeling attacked.
I think that says more about you than it does about me.
It started with smoothies and poison ivy, and then somehow it was controlled fire.
And a cake crawl.
In a cake crawl.
Maybe we should just throw it back to cake crawls. So
I think for this, more coffee. Zoom has stolen my zest. The Zoom podcast has stolen my zest.
Well, on that note, that somehow you took offense to that last.
It's almost like you told me that a week doesn't start on Monday. It's almost like you said that to me.
It's almost like it's probably time that because now we're taking the podcast topic personally, that we should say goodbye to our fellow podcast listeners and thank them for tuning into this week of the Magic on the Inside podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for chatting with me, Anna.
Oh, Sarah, thank you as always for showing up with that zest that you have. It's so nice to see your zest.
I know it is. All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening into this episode of the Magic on the Inside podcast. It was so great to have Anna back in my co-host seat and chatting and laughing and being ridiculous for all of you. I hope we made your day in some way, shape, or form, at least made you laugh a little and encourage you to set some amazing new moon intentions with the Aries new moon on April 12th. You can start thinking about those right now, even though it's a few days away. And hey, before I let you go, I want to make sure that you know about our Tarot Throwdown program. If you're not registered for that, listen, get your patootie over to our website, wherever you need to look, message us or go to signup.thesistersenchanted.com/tarot-throwdown. The class, it's a one-time purchase class. There's no reoccurring fees or anything like that. And when you are part of Tarot Throwdown on May 23rd, we are having a one-day online tarot event for all of our Tarot Throwdown students. Our fifth birthday here at the Sisters Enchanted, our fifth anniversary, whatever you want to call it, we call it our birthday, is in May. And the last 2 years, we've celebrated with a tarot event, and this year is no different. But to attend the event on May 23rd, it's going to be a series of classes throughout the day. You have to be a Tarot Throwdown student. So check out that class. Let us know if you have any questions, if we can help you out with registration. We'd love to see you in there so we can celebrate our birthday with you. And until next time, I hope that you have an enchanted rest of your day ahead.